That being said, the next person I'm going to call up is our star forward, our keynote speaker, who's going to present to us today a speech. And the title of his speech is Beyond the Field, Lessons Learned from Professional Soccer. Beyond the Field, Lessons Learned from Professional Soccer, Mike DeFonte. Please take the stage.
Hey, everybody. My name is Mike DeFonte. Happy to be here. Thanks for having me. I played professional soccer for 8 years. I was able to play 2 years in Europe in Portugal, and I also played for the next 6 years here in America. I played in the MLS with Colorado Rapids. I also played in the USL with New York Red Bulls 2, Phoenix Rising, Sacramento Republic, and OKC Energy. So I was lucky to have been able to play that long. I was also able to play Division I soccer. Just like as was mentioned, I'm talking about lessons I learned from soccer that have helped me later in life. And I think there's soccer and helps us understand a lot of life lessons as well. And I coach now too, so I tell the kids all the time, this relates just like everything else to life. I would say the first thing I learned is perseverance. Throughout my career, I was told no hundreds of times. And one thing is, especially with soccer, but also in life, you can't let one no stop you. And if I had let one no stop me, I never would have got anywhere with my career. I was lucky enough where the no's just kept making me hungry and hungry, and I just kept going, training, and keep going and going and going. So I would say one of the biggest things is the perseverance. There's plenty of times in my career where I could have easily just said, no, it's too much, and give up. There was times where I had go away from my family for over a year. I had no money. There was a lot of situations where it could have been very easy for me to give up. But I'm glad one thing that I really had was the perseverance to keep going. And it's helped me later in life. Even now, I'm into real estate, and there's been plenty of deals where I've just got it based solely off perseverance, where I've just tracked the person down and I've been able to get their phone number and reach out to them and get a deal done. But I wouldn't have been able to do that if I didn't learn that essential skill while I was playing the game. I would say another one is hard work. Obviously, with any sport, you're going to have to put hard work in, but that's just life in general if you want to be good at anything. There's a rule about 10,000 hours to be proficient at any skill, and more than anything, it's with soccer. And luckily, when I was younger, my biggest thing was training. Whether it was 2 to 3 times a day, I trained more than everybody else. That's why I was able to get that much farther. Honestly, when I look back, I shouldn't have been able to go as far as I did because I was playing rec soccer until I was in 8th grade. Most kids are playing at a higher level since they're in first and second grade. I was 7, 8 years behind them, but luckily I had, one, the perseverance to keep going, and even when I was told no when I was going to try out for teams, but two, I was just training more than them. They would go train once a day. I was out there 3 times a day, so I was able to maximize my time and able to catch up to them and actually surpass them. I was able to make it to the MLS, and when I got there was guys coming from Europe that had been playing their whole lives, guys that went to top Division I schools. And somehow I was able to start over them. And obviously I look back and it was no coincidence. It was just because of the hard work I kept putting in day after day. It didn't matter if I knew where I was going to go next. I just somehow was able to wake up the next morning and just get up again and keep training. So that, I think, is another very big skill that I was able to learn, just the hard work. I would say as well with that hard, I feel like in society now, everybody's about instant gratification, but hard work, it's delayed, right? Like, the reward comes in time, and I feel like everyone wants to put the hard work in, and they're like, what's happening? Where's my reward for it? But I feel like it compounds, and you need to wait and be resilient with that and keep going, and eventually the hard work's going to show itself, but it's not going to happen overnight. You need to stay loyal to the grind, as they say, and keep going every day to be able to get to where you want, that end goal. I would say another thing, too, is discipline. Discipline is one of the biggest things I learned with soccer, having a consistent schedule of every day training, eating correctly, sleeping correctly. I remember in high school, and this is what I'm remembered for all the time, I would bring my cleats and a soccer ball to school, and on my off periods, I would be training. It was just like a discipline. I would go home, I would be running every single night. There wasn't a moment where I got off track, because I had a clear goal in my mind since I was 9 years old of what I want to do with professional soccer, and I knew I had to be disciplined the entire time, and I couldn't get off track. So I think discipline is one of the biggest ones out of all of that. I also would say the next one is sacrifices. So I sacrificed a lot to be able to get to live my dream, pretty much. I was able, lucky enough, to play in front on TV. I was able to play in front of 30, 40, 50,000 people. I played against some of the best players and the best teams in the world, but it wasn't by chance. It was because I sacrificed when I was younger to live the life I wanted later on. I didn't go to parties when I was younger. I didn't drink. I didn't talk to girls. I didn't do any of that stuff. My mind was just on one thing, and it was just soccer. Even in college, I did the exact same thing. I went to college. Every moment I had, I was training. When I wasn't at practice, you could still find me training by myself at a racquetball court or outside at the field, or I'd be running somewhere, going to the gym. I sacrificed a lot to be able to get to where I was. And honestly, even if I went back in time, I wouldn't have changed a single thing I did. I would have kept it the exact same way. I would have sacrificed everything all over again. I know it's not easy for a lot of people too. You want to have fun when you're younger, but I had fun when I was older, and I can still, I had probably more fun than most people were able to, because I was able to travel all over the world. I traveled all over the U.S. I've been to pretty much every major city in the U.S. just playing soccer. So I think that's also like that delayed gratification, where it wasn't instant. Like, I wasn't getting contracts and getting paid and flying all over the place when I was 13, 14, 15 years old. That wasn't the case, but I just knew that if I kept my head down and kept grinding and kept working hard every single day, eventually it was going to pay off. And luckily it finally did. When I was about 21, I was able to sign my first contract in Portugal, and then I just kept it going. So yeah, I would say those are four of my main things that I think were the biggest takeaways for me from soccer that I learned, and that have been continuing to help me in my life. I currently have my own soccer coaching academy. We do individual and small group training, and I was able to grow that business from nothing. I've never owned my own business, but a lot of the lessons I took away from the game have helped me start my business and keep growing it to where it is today.